The Fibber McGee and Molly Show. There's a new type of school bus operating in Whistle Vista right now, and a new type of driver operating it. The driver is Mrs. Molly McGee, and here she is approaching the school with her students.
There's the school. Now, don't you kids jump out till I stop the car. Okay. Here are your books and your pencil box. You boys didn't forget anything, did you?
Not me, Molly. I got everything. Include me, Apple, you give me for the teacher.
How about you, Lester? You got everything?
Why, thanks so, Miss McGee. Yeah, I sure do appreciate you driving me to class tonight. I used to have to take the bus.
I'm glad you dropped by, Les. This is my first night at night school, and I'm kind of nervous. I haven't been to a high school in over 20 years.
He was quite a problem to his teacher, Mr. Ditch, last.
Well, gee whiz, it wasn't because I didn't try to be a good student, Molly. I wanted to learn. It was that clobberhead Jones that sat right behind me. He always was...
Oh, him again.
Yeah.
Every time something happened to you, you always blamed clobberhead Jones.
Who was this clobberhead Jones, Miss McGee?
Tell him on the way in, McGee. It's almost 7, and if you don't register pretty quick, you'll miss your first class.
Yeah. Gee, that's my science class, too. That's the main thing I'm taking, science. Always been my favorite subject.
Well, come on, Mr. McGee. Let's go. I'll see where you register at.
Okay. It's up at 9:30, Molly.
I will, dearie. Right here. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. McGee.
Ah, boy, I can't wait to get started on that science class. There's nothing I like better than baking a batch of bituminous batter over a Bunsen burner. But testing the temperature of a tepid test tube skin was...
Oh, this way, Mr. McGee. That's the girl's gym.
Huh? Oh, thanks, Les. I'm just kind of excited about my first day at night school. I never could learn anything when I was a kid on account of because of that clobberhead Jones.
Oh, yeah. Him. What did he do?
Well, like in science class, he sat behind me, you see. And every time we'd get to an interesting experiment...
What's that?
A big, wet spitball. Right in the back of the neck.
Yeah, gee, that can sure take your mind off of your schoolwork.
He had a dead aim, and every time the teacher's back was turned, squat. I don't know how many times I said to that guy, okay, clobberhead, you shot your last spitball. Meet me outside after school.
Meet me outside, huh? Was he a good fighter?
I don't know. I never stuck around. Clobberhead was 6'3", and I was 3'6", so I figured the best thing to do was...
That there's the bell for my psychology class. I gotta go. I tell you now, the registration room is right down the hall there. They'll be awful glad to see you. They're anxious to sign up new students.
Yeah, I read about it in the paper. Well, thanks, Les. I'll see you later. Down the end of the hall. Let's see. Oh, here you are.
Yes, come in.
And McGee is the name, Bud. I called a little earlier. I want to register.
Oh? Well, I'm sorry, Mr. McGee. Someone must have given you the wrong information.
Well, aren't you looking for new people? I read in the paper that...
Yes, but I'm afraid you won't qualify, sir. You see, we can't...
I won't qualify. Just because I didn't make straight A's in school don't mean I can't learn now.
I don't know anything about your grades, Mr. McGee, but I'm afraid your age is against you.
What do you mean my age is against you? This is for adults, ain't it?
Well, certainly it's for adults, sir, but we have to draw the line somewhere.
What?
I'm just following the rules laid down by the board. I'm sorry.
Well, by George, this is a pretty state of how do you do.
We appreciate your interest, Mr. McGee, but we do have to keep up our standards.
Hmm.
If we were scraping the bottom of the barrel, maybe you could...
Scraping the bottom of the barrel? Give me that application, Black.
What are you doing?
I'm signing this application. That's what I'm doing. You're not going to push me around, Buster. I know my rights. There. You tell that school board of yours that I'm going to get an education...
The school board has nothing to do with it.
Huh? Well, you said that this is the draft board.
Mm. I'll turn this application in since you're so anxious, but...
Give me that. Wow, that was a close shave. I guess the registration office is down the hall. I better get out of here.
Mr. McGee, you forgot your pencil box.
But, sir, I've already told you 3 times.
Would you say it just once more? I want to be sure.
Yes, this is the registration office.
For night school? Adult education?
Yes. Now, do you want to register?
Yes. You see, I just had a frightening experience, sir. I wanted to be sure I was in the right place.
I'm very busy, sir, and there's a long line behind you, so...
Oh, come on, let's get started. What do I do?
Give me your card, please.
My card?
Your application card. When you walked in here a while ago, didn't you see a sign that says, fill out an application card before getting in line?
Oh, sure.
Well, where is it?
Right out there at the door. You can't miss it. Good big sign about this either. Oh, you don't like me, do you?
Next, please.
No, no, no. Wait a minute. I got a card here someplace. Oh, here it is. All I got to do is fill it out. Only take a minute.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm as anxious to get this over with as you are, sis. My science class starts in a minute, and I don't want to miss anything. Nothing I like better than baking a batch of bituminous batter over a Bunsen burner, and there you are. All filled up.
That'll be $5, sir.
I thought this night school stuff was free.
Well, your science class includes laboratory experiments. The lab fee is $5. That includes 60 cents for test tubes, 80 cents for chemicals, and 360 for Mrs. Clyde.
Who's Mrs. Clyde?
The woman who cleans up the mess you kids bleed every night when you go racing out of here with your homemade H-bombs. Now, if you just rather skip the whole...
Okay, here's your $5. Where do I go?
Room 204. Your teacher is Dr. Eisenstadt. Take the stairway to the right.
Good. Okay, thanks.
Next, please.
Yes, certainly
was. Room 204, eh? See the stairway here. Boy, I can't wait till it gets science class. Nothing I like better than testing the temperature.
Hey, Johnny! Hello there, boy!
My gosh, old-timer, what are you doing in night school?
I was going to ask you that.
Well, I...
On your way to class, huh?
Yeah, I signed up to study...
Science, hey? Very interesting.
You said it, boy. I can't wait.
Want to get started baking up a batch of bituminous batter over a Bunsen burner in Doc Eisenstadt's class, huh?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Well, I was right behind you in line, Johnny.
Oh.
Here. You forgot the pencil box, son.
Again? Gee, that's your second time.
Yeah, yes, Johnny. I better get back downstairs and sign up for my knitting class.
Knitting? Why, that's for women, old-timer. You'll find nothing in that knitting class but just a bunch of women and girls.
Who's complaining? Come on, Johnny.
Just knitting. Glad I'm devoting my life to the worthwhile cause of science. Colonel McGee, man of science. Hadn't been for Copperhead Jones and spitballs of his, I might have already been a great scientist. I might have discovered radium or perpetual motion. Here we are, room 204. Just in time, too. Class is starting.
In good standing, tonight we continue our new discussion on the composition of the atom. Assumes the atom... Yeah?
My name is McGee, bud. I just enrolled in your class. And...
Well, you come right down on front here and let me see your car, please.
Here you are.
Good. Change it.
I figure science is the place for me on account of because I've always been a scientist at heart. I've always been curious about things. All my friends say I got a very curious head on me.
Yeah. Now, if you will take this here booklet on composition of the atom and find the sheet, we will continue.
Composition, huh?
Yeah.
Well, all right, yes, well, composition. I always did like good composition.
Be seated, please.
Oh. Okay. I'll sit right here in the front row. I want to learn this stuff right up close.
Well, now, students, if you will turn to page 8, I will illustrate the makeup of the atom with a diagram on the blackboard. If you will pardon my back, please.
Page 8, huh? First of atomic power, superconducting. I always did want to know how they split the atom. Although why they split it is a bigger mystery to me. Things are going fine, though, and the science guy split.
Wow! Right in the neck. Who got that?
Well, what's the matter with you, Mr. McGee?
A spitball. Some dirty rat back there hit me right in the back of the neck with a spitball. A big stuff.
I would be a Copperhead Jones.
Yeah.
Imagine after all these years back together in the same class.
Wow.
Oh, this is going to be lots of laughs.
Oh, no. I'm getting out of here. No, you trying to learn anything in the same class with that guy?
Good night.
Good night, all.